It's 8 minutes past the hour, and Monitor will be with you right up to 67, here in the East anyway. A look at the year ahead in a couple of minutes, a forecast by NBC correspondent Kenneth Bernstein in Moscow. One of the truly memorable things of 66 came from the world of science. Late in the year, we are assured, by an outstanding entomologist, that the best time of day to spray a housefly is 4 p.m. Are you listening? With that knowledge and a lot of willpower, you can sit all day with your eye on the fly and your little spray gun, but spray you must not till 4 o'clock. Of course, you can't wait that long. Swat them. Tijuana Brass. This weekend, NBC correspondents have prepared a series of special reports on what the new year will be like in their respective areas. This report on the year ahead, Monitor's forecast for 67, is from Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
30 years ago, Stalin proclaimed, "Life has become better, life has become gayer." The pronouncement had, to say the least, a hollow ring, but by now life has indeed become better for the average Russian. He's hoping that 1967 will provide a big boost, for it is the 50th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, and all manner of sensations may be expected. Workers will be pressured to outdo their production records in honor of the anniversary. The result will include more housing, more consumer goods, and, if all goes well, a second consecutive year of success in agriculture. For the anniversary, spectacular events may be expected in the Soviet space program. The top priority moon exploration project will be pushed with further fervor. The goal is to put a Soviet cosmonaut on the moon before an American astronaut gets there and bring him back safely. Twice a year, the Soviet armed forces parade their latest weapons in Red Square. For the past year and a half, they have shown nothing of significance that's new, presumably saving up the revelations for this jubilee year. So a new line of missiles may be expected come November. In the international field, the conflict between Russia and China is expected to continue on its downhill course. Moscow hopes to convene a meeting of world communist parties to isolate the heretical comrades of Peking. Much effort will be spent on convincing opponents and doubters of the scheme that there is no alternative to excommunicating Mao Zedong. Inside the Kremlin, what is still called a collective leadership will continue to try to rule with reason, not emotion, science, not whim. The role of the collective leadership's top leader, Leonid Brezhnev, is expected to continue to strengthen. Former leader Nikita Khrushchev will continue an unperson in forced retirement. And the further effort to put Joseph Stalin into some historical perspective will carry on to the gratification of the remaining followers of the late dictator. Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
NBC correspondents here and abroad will report throughout the weekend on The Year Ahead, Monitor's forecast for 67. One of Peggy Lee's favorites in 66, Nice and Easy.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time.
Maybe it wasn't the year's most profound statement, but Ursula Andress made it. Who doesn't pay attention to her? Miss Andress opened a beauty salon for men in Switzerland. What we will try to give men here, she said, is the athletic look. That's what girls like best, and what girls like best is what men should have. I couldn't agree more. But, Ursie, honey, I can't get to Switzerland this year. You're on the Monitor Beacon. One of the extraordinary, you might call it, record events of the year past was the collection of patriotic numbers put out by the Senate Majority Leader, Everett McKinley Dirksen. As far as I know, this is the most popular of the recitations by the senator.
Down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men, know that someone must, and so they live. Gallant men have built us. Passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand. Not as long as there are gallant men.
Our gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men.
This is Charlie Jones, and my guest today on Monitor Sports is Chris Burford, the split end of the Kansas City Chiefs. And Chris, you're having actually your greatest year in professional football.
Oh, in some respects, that's true, Charlie. Before we talk about me, though, I'd like to wish everybody on Monitor Sports a happy holiday season. I know they'll enjoy it.
And I know that you've enjoyed the holiday season. Now, you've had a week of rest, and then, of course, the Buffalo Bills in the championship game. Really, this should be your second championship game, but actually, it is your first championship game.
That's right, Charlie. I had the misfortune to miss the title game back in 1962, and we were the Dallas Texans in that great ball game against Houston that went six quarters, and our club was fortunate to win it 20-17, but I didn't participate that day. I was wearing a nice full-length leg cast and just watched from the side.
What are the problems of the Buffalo Bills defense that you'll be facing in the championship game?
Well, there's 11 primary problems. For me personally, they've got a good secondary. They have a better secondary in some respects than Boston has. Butch Byrd, the man I play against, probably gives me as much trouble as anybody that I face all year long. And this is going to be one long afternoon out there.
Well, they talk a lot in professional football about individual battles. Your individual battle then would be with Butch Byrd. Do you, when you're watching the films and the times that you play against him, either write down, have a book on him, or remember the things that he will give you or the things he will take away?
Oh, I don't have to write them down. I can remember the blows that have been struck pretty well, Charlie. And, of course, I renew it by watching the films. Naturally, we have been watching a lot of Buffalo's films. Well, I think it's just the experience. I've been around 7 years, and I've seen Byrd now for the last three or four, so I fairly well know him without looking at the films. We do something a little the other teams aren't doing too much. We flip-flop our flankers and split ends back and forth, so in that ball game, I probably will get to play a little bit against the fellow starting on the other side, either Edgerson or Warner. Ought to be a good ball game. The teams are somewhat alike. I think perhaps offensively, we have a few more varied things than they might have on their offense. Defensively, it ought to be a real good matchup. It ought to be a good, hard-hitting contest.
If you win the big one against the Buffalo Bills in the championship game, what is your personal feeling of playing the champion of the National Football League?
Well, Charlie, I think we'll be ready to sacrifice our bodies. We've there's been a lot of talk and a lot of kind and unkind things said about both leagues over the last 7 years, and I think everybody will have a deep personal feeling in it. Besides, the public generally is just talking about the large sum of money involved, but there's a lot more involved with that to the players, particularly the boys that have trod the long path over the 7 years, and we'll be ready to go. I think we'll surprise a lot of people. I think the football leagues are a lot closer than people think. I think 5 or 6 years ago they could have played and blasted us right out of the ballpark and really hurt the American Football League badly. This won't happen anymore. I don't know who will win. I certainly feel that our chances of winning are strong. Of course, their chances are strong also. So I just love to be on the team that goes out there and plays it more than anything, Charlie.
Thanks so much for visiting with us.
Okay, we'll see you then.
My guest today has been Chris Burford. This is Charlie Jones for Monitor Sports.
And, by the way, that Kansas City-Buffalo American Football League championship game will be played tomorrow afternoon in Buffalo, a city that actually gets more snow this time of year than Juneau, Alaska. Last time we checked, though, there were 3 inches in Buffalo. You don't have to worry about snow. NBC Radio and TV will bring the AFL championship game into your home, as well as the Sugar, Rose, and Orange Bowl games on Monday.
One day I'll hold you in my arms. soft and sweet Indian maid. One day I'll hold you in my arms for Cherokee.
The Kirby Stone 4 with Cherokee. That number, of course, made famous long ago by Charlie Barnett during the era of the big band. Tonight on Monitor and on NBC Radio's All-Star Parade of Bands, you're going to think we're still back in that era. Some of the names are the same. Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Harry James, Gene Krupa, Vaughn Monroe, and Charlie Barnett. The Parade of Bands will move across the country to catch New Year's celebrations in every time zone. And, of course, at midnight Eastern Time, we'll be in Times Square for the traditional goings-on there. So stay with us. We'll have a bouncy time. See You by Roger Williams. We usually go off the air at this time on Saturday night, but tonight's different. I'll be here until it's time to check in at Times Square, a few minutes before midnight here in the East. Hope you can stay. If you're on the road, drive carefully. Tune us in wherever you go. We're available all across the country. In northern Indiana and southern Michigan, dial WTRC, Elkhart, Indiana. H. Morgan, back shortly.
Vaughn Monroe, Count Basie, Benny Goodman, and Ray Charles celebrate the new year tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Happy New Year from the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York. Have a honey of a new year with Lakeshore Churned Honey. It's pure natural honey in a spread form, and it spreads as easily as butter. Lakeshore Churned Honey is solidified under controlled conditions, cured under refrigeration. For a new taste sensation in the new year, get instant energy from the 12-ounce jar of Lakeshore Churned Honey. Monitor and Morgan here. Look, if you're caught in holiday traffic, what do you think of this? Somebody suggested that the traffic situation could be enormously improved if every car that was not paid for were taken off the highway. That would cut it down some. Then somebody suggested giving mental tests to drivers. Get them all off the road. Anyway, there's something like a kind of revolution going on out in California, which has to do with the drunken driver. And we'll hear about that in a couple of minutes. First, Janie and the J. Sylvia Singers. Said with some certainty that there will be rebellion in California tonight. It might be called the Rebellion of the Suspected Drunks, and it's over a new law. Roger Rocca in Sacramento with a report.
On this New Year's Eve, the state of California, which consistently leads the nation in holiday carnage on the highways, is braced for what everyone knows will come. Another high death toll, another large dark blot on the traditional gaiety and lightheartedness of the reception for the new year. One California Highway Patrol spokesman says it would be a miracle if we don't lead the nation in deaths again. At the same time, state officials are quick to point out that the figures aren't really as black as they seem. The simple truth is that California has a lot of people and a lot of cars. With close to 11% of the nation's cars, the state in recent years has suffered just over 9% of the country's highway fatalities. Something new has been added in California this year in the battle against the drunken driver. Something particularly significant during this New Year's holiday when the taking of strong drink approaches tradition. It's called the implied consent law. This new law requires the motorist to submit to any one of three chemical tests if an officer suspects him of driving while intoxicated. The law says each driver gives his consent to such a test when he accepts his driver's license. If an officer requests a test and the suspect refuses, it means an automatic loss of license to drive for 6 months. The purpose of the implied consent law is to assist the prosecutor with extra evidence in getting a conviction in a genuine drunken driving case. And Ronald Toonen, the chief of the Division of Driver's Licenses, says on this score, the law has undeniably been successful. California arrests some 5,000 drunken driving suspects each month. Implied consent has been the law for just under 3 months now, and more than 1,400 licenses have been suspended because of it. So far, only one suit has been filed to test the right of the state to enforce such a law. There has not yet been a court decision. The implied consent law won't be that miracle we'd like to have, but California hopes it will be a help. In Sacramento, this is Roger Rocca reporting for Monitor.
We understand that 18 states now have implied consent laws, but an increasing number of motorists refuse to submit to the tests. The state of Kentucky, for example, reports that 90% of its suspect drivers refuse to take a test. No matter if a suspect is ultimately acquitted, His refusal to take a test results in the revocation or suspension of his driving privilege. Williams. In about 3 minutes, Vaughn Monroe and his band, live from the Rainbow Room here in New York. So stay on the monitor beacon. Looking for a quiet place, far from the madding crowd? It's here on Monitor with the new Christy Minstrels.
The sunset slowly, while the sky turned red, we touched and then our lips met. It should have been beautiful. It should have been you.
It should have been you.
Quietly she whispered that she loved me. Eyes so soft and blue, she said my name and she was loved. It should have been beautiful. It should have been you.
It should have been you.
Touching and seeing and being with somebody new. Only reminded me how much in love I still around her like a lover.
It Should Have Been You, new ballad by the new Christy Minstrels. Vaughn Monroe was in talking with us a while ago. Very pleasant chat we had about what we call the old days. And after we talked, Vaughn went to work. He got on the elevator here in the RCA building, rode up to the Rainbow Grill, high on the roof, where he and his band are playing tonight. And we're going to join him right now. Vaughn, hello again.
How are you, Henry?
I am neutral. What's going on in the penthouse?
Well, we have a wonderful crowd up here. We're having a very nice time so far. And I look right. Good. Henry, does that answer it?
That answers it beautifully. And now, Vaughn, about roughly 10 minutes of that wonderful band, and that'll be the perfect answer.
All right, we'll start right out now with our theme song. Okay, here we go.
Racing with the moon. Midnight blue, and then all too soon, it's lost from view. Tune called Ballerina. Dance, ballerina, dance, and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance, you mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Ballerina world, and just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl, although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait his turn, you wanted fame instead. Guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As round and round you go, so ballerina dance. Dance. Thank you so much. And now we bring you up one of the new ones of this year, a little thing called A Taste of Honey. Thank you.
little song that we think you'll all enjoy. Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in your arms just told me my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would feel what I feel in your arms. Everybody finds somebody sometime. And although my dreams are overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. Rambling Rose, Rambling Rose, why I love you no one knows. Wild and windblown, that's how you've grown. You can cling to a Rambling Rose. Now a little instrumental called Cute, C-U-T-E, Cute. Collins with a little announcement.
This portion of NBC New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians.
Atop the RCA building. Let's be realistic. It's New Year's Eve. You're celebrating. Let's also be sensible. If you drink, don't drive. Let somebody else take the wheel or call a cab or get a ride home with a friend who's sober. You want to stay alive for the next party, don't you? H. Morgan for Monitor. News next.
¶¶
Ben Grauer at Times Square, and Les and Ari Elgart in Worcester, Massachusetts, help Monitor bring in the new year on the NBC Radio Network.